Briefs Encountered, written and read by Julian Clary. Prologue. Scene: a beautiful, idyllic manor house in Kent, present day. Richard. I've been lying here under the mulberry tree, spread-eagled on a sunbed for hours. But if anything, I'm paler now than I was a few hours ago. I can't move. I feel as if I'm in a painting, positioned just so, the dappled evening light catching my cheekbones and giving my blonde and grey speckled hair an ethereal glow. The house lies 100 yards or so to my right, a serene, knowing presence. It looks smart and well kept now, but this wasn't always the case. Fran is inside, reading The Guardian. He says there are too many flies about in the garden today. Occasionally, he looks out of the window to check on me. We both need some quiet time after all the awful events that we've been through lately. He's probably savouring the calm of the two of us, alone at last, in the house's restful embrace. We deserve some peace. It was such a different house when I first saw it on a summer's afternoon 2 years ago. Crumbling walls, sagging ceilings, and knackered guttering. It whimpered at me like a whipped puppy, pleading for help. This house knew I had cash to spare and a rebellious personality that would ignore the surveyor's doom-laden report. Indeed, while I paid for the report, received the thick package that contained it, I never read its many gloomy pages. I knew what I had to do. Like a wealthy businessman under the spell of a beautiful Jezebel, I signed the papers and prepared myself willingly to be fleeced. I accepted my fate, that I would be the one to bring the house back to life, to restore her to her former...